Three, two, one.
And now, your Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast with your league commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Stuart.
Oh, it's good to be back, boys. We're back. This is your host, Jonathan. We've got David. We've got Stuart. We're here to kick off the 2021 Family Matters Fantasy Football League. How are you guys doing?
Man, I missed that drop. What an intro.
Well, spoilers. There's some new drops coming, but
we'll
talk about that right now. We'll save those for later.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing good too. I wanted to start off the show with something not on our agenda, but I will say I am disappointed in us, and let me tell you why.
Wait, us as in the three of us, or
yeah, us? Okay. The three of us.
Okay.
When the playoffs, which is what we strive for in our league, to make the playoffs and then to move towards hopefully winning a championship, we're so faithful to record these podcasts every single week. And then when it actually really matters, but we're out of it, we could care less.
Well, David wasn't out of it till the last week. So
no, but
I wasn't out of it till like the last quarter.
but Jonathan is the one who drives this, and Jonathan is out, you know, at week 13 or before, right?
Yes, I was still invested, so I blame y'all.
Hey, listen, I have to drag you guys to these podcasts, so I don't want to hear it.
You've been waiting for us for 30 minutes. Why are you doing that?
if you guys had as much gusto about these podcasts as I did, those would have been recorded. That's for sure.
So, but we should recap the 3 weeks of the playoffs. So how'd that go? David, did you win?
No, thank you.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Well, I will say that, I did not make the, what some people call the winner's bracket, if you want to call it that.
That's what I call it, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the bottom for like the third straight year. It's pretty bad. But I was excited that I made it out of the first round as a winner. So I moved my lottery odds up. And unfortunately, I finished 10th. We'll get into the final standings here in a bit, but I finished 10th, which puts me at the second best lottery odds. So that was kind of nice to play that out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I got. What did you do, Stuart?
Do we even remember the playoff? Who played who in the playoffs? Do we have that?
I don't remember.
Mine's easy to remember because the loser bracket. I think I played Daniel, then Preston. I know I played Preston last. I think I played Daniel. I think I played Daniel first. I could be wrong. Maybe I played Ryan. Ryan ended up finishing last. That's the funny thing. So he was 5-8 with his final record being 5-8. And yet with a record, I feel like halfway through the season we had him ranked in the top 6 or 7, and then he finished last because he just punted on the season. He was done.
Yeah.
Might be able to pull it up here. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and find it if y'all wanna.
Yeah, I can go what I'll do also, I'll go through the finish, starting from the bottom since we've already basically talked about the losers bracket. Oh wait. Hold on. Someone might be able to help us with this. Last place, Ryan. 11th place, Daniel. 10th, Jonathan. 9th, Preston. 8th, Lewis. 7th, Joey. 6th, Stuart. We got Stuart at 6th.
Yes.
And we got David Sr. at 5th. Mike Searles at 4th. Mike Staffel at 3rd. I think when they ended the week, it was the other way around, but then there was a stat correction. Then we've got David Cupid the second, finishing in second, and look who we got here. We got ourselves a champion joining us. Say hello, Mr. Champion. You gonna unmute yourself? You know how this works?
Hello, hello.
There he is.
Oh, weird.
How's it going? Yeah, I've used one of these. Used one of these before.
It's you with your championship belt. How do you feel, sir?
Feels pretty good. Feels right.
Did you get it in
grade? Feels normal. Not yet. Haven't been down there.
All right. Well, show up with it. It's not going to have your name on it.
That's okay. We all know. We know the truth. We know what happened last year. It happened. It happened on a fully drafted team, pretty much, except for like one position, I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
What I'd like to do is ask you to step out of the matrix and maybe join us here in the real world. You are cutting in and out badly. You will hear this on the playback. Oh, yeah. Maybe get on your 5G network.
I was trying to figure out
if I was the only one hearing that, because y'all were actually and I'm like,
you're being pros. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
You guys were being pros.
Hold on.
I don't know what was better, Jackson's connection there or his activity throughout the year.
I shouldn't talk.
He beat me, so.
It's okay. Hey, you know what? That's fine. We're going to give Jackson this spotlight right here to share his thoughts and feelings on the league. Let me see. We may have some people joining us with their own opinions. We'll see.
Have we sent out this invite to like the whole league or what's happening?
No. But we might have a studio audience. Let's see. What do you guys think of Jackson's connection so far? Oh, okay. Well, the crowd has spoken.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of people listening in.
Yeah.
That's like an international audience from Germany.
Yes, those were German boos, if you could needed the translation.
That was Steve from Scranton, wasn't it? On the booth.
Yeah. Oh, look, I need to admit Jackson again. He's joining from another. All right. Hey.
Okay, there's Steve Jackson.
Let's hear it for Jackson. All right. Jackson, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Not much better.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I was on my work laptop for the camera, but I guess we'll switch.
We won't report you. All right, dude. So share your thoughts and feelings on your championship season. You must have a lot of memories with, you know, all the trash talking you did and just the camaraderie.
Well, it was a pretty unique season. So some of everyone knows that I was really busy with work last year. That's a story in itself, but that's pretty boring for radio.
Yeah, let's keep it focused on fantasy. Why don't you share your share your high moment and your low moment if you got any of those, or just
the highs were, I mean, it was a good season. I had a good team. It was a well drafted team. I would say I felt really good about the draft. I would say, and you know, wasn't making a lot of moves. Because I was busy,
Who was your best draft choice, in your opinion?
It had to be Diggs, I guess. Stephon Diggs. It basically won me the championship. I mean, he was good all year, but I mean, with the last game, it's kind of hard to pick anybody else besides Diggs.
Yeah, I can do it.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I mean, used that whole team pretty much the whole time. I guess my low would be receiving a slap on the wrist for not starting a quarterback. I don't remember what week it was, but
oh my word. Yeah.
That was my high.
I think part of it was Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I had him. Yeah, I had picked him up. Yeah.
Picked him up. And then it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you finally text back after, I think I text you like at 10 in the morning. Like, dude, are you going to put Cousins in? Because whoever you had, it might have been, it wasn't Russ. I think, oh, maybe it was
Russ. It probably was Russ. He was on bye, yeah.
I was like, dude, are you going to put Cousins in? And you texted like 4 or 5 hours later, like, whoops, forgot to do
that. It was that kind of year, man. Just like, you know.
Yeah. Well,
that kind of weird year, but yeah.
Destiny, man. Destiny for Jackson.
Hey, Jackson had the best record at the end of the regular season. He had the most points scored on the year. I mean, I think that, and you were probably number one or close to number one all year in power rankings for all of us. I mean, I think it was definitely well deserved. Was not a fluke, is what I'll say. Fluke.
I agree.
We had some fluky champions, but you were not one, Jackson.
Yeah, like, was it the year? No, it was like 2 years ago. It was a real big fluke.
Yeah, those two championships for those two players.
Hold on, let me look at my belt to figure out who that was.
Yeah, look. There should be one with an asterisk next to it because he entered the playoffs with a losing record.
What would that be, 2017 or 2016?
Probably. That sounds about right.
Someone who hasn't even sniffed a championship in like 10 years. So, yeah, keep talking, Jonathan.
Hey, respect your elders. The inaugural champion is here, okay? And I will be making a run at the belt this year. I'm feeling pretty good.
None of us are worried about that, so.
Yeah, well.
We've never heard that story.
All right, well, let me take Stewart's opinion and.
I love the professionalness of this podcast here. This is so great.
There we go. And all the way down.
He's even got the legitimate mic and everything. This is great. I love it.
You know, man, we're trying to make it fun for everybody, Jackson. We just want you to be a part of it. So this year, make us a promise. You get on as reigning champ. You come on, share your thoughts and feelings on how the season's going. Because you know what? Your team's about to get poached. Everyone's gonna get taken off.
I know. It's gonna be like a garage sale where, well, I don't know, what's a sale where it's gonna be like looting.
Fire sale. Yeah, it will be like looting.
A little too soon for looting jokes, guys. A little too soon for looting jokes.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, no, it was a good season. And I mean, the most consistent team was very consistent last year. Would have been 11-2 if I had started a quarterback that week. And
hey, you gonna stick with the name?
I'll probably think of something for next year. I feel like it would be kind of weird to continue that on for a third year.
I don't know. I didn't know if you were gonna go with the old "Hey, if it's not broken, don't fix it." But
well, it was broken the year before, though, wasn't it? So
I guess it's not the name.
Most consistent team name, but then that could be really awkward.
Hey, Jackson, do you think you made a lot of moves last year throughout the year?
I don't think I've made a single trade last year, unless there was one that I'm not thinking about, but I definitely, you know, added and dropped some guys. I think there was at least, I'd have to pull it up. I should have pulled it up before, but I think I started someone that I picked up throughout the week and throughout the year and the last game of the season. But that team was pretty much the same team that I drafted. So
I know where David's going here. What do you think you ranked amongst the rest of the fantasy league in moves made?
I would be bottom for sure, 100%. Right?
What would you say, Stewart? Who would you say is the bottom? Jackson, as far as moves on the year.
I would say probably either Jackson or Lewis is who I'd
say. I'd say Jackson's dead last, and for good reason, because why make a bunch of moves when your team is loaded?
Yeah,
but it also makes it feel like you're not participating because you're just winning.
Well, it's not like I didn't think about it. You know, there was plenty of times where I sat on the toilet and looked at it and thought, how could I make this team better? But, you know, there really wasn't anything in it for me, and I didn't want to screw up my draft for next year. And
what's the answer, David?
That's failed for me before, so yeah.
I don't believe this answer that I'm seeing. It's Mike Staffel? How is that right?
Really?
Add drops or trades or just overall?
It just says moves. You had one more move than Mike Staffel, apparently.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I mean, Mike had a decent team, too. He had a pretty good team. I think I beat him in the semifinals, right? or what is it? The AFC division championship.
We finished third.
Yeah. So
that makes sense. The one that Stewart didn't believe would make the playoffs, Mike Staffel. Yeah, I remember that. Speaking of which, we need to pay off our water bets.
Yeah.
We have a lot to pay off.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years worth, right?
Yep. Basically, we just need to all go to a swimming pool. And
I know.
The oldest one we actually haven't paid off is with Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson, you do owe at least one water bet. But
I'm pretty sure I owe some people some water too, though.
Yeah,
I think there's a few. I've won more than I've lost. I think I've lost at least one, maybe more.
So I think there was I was going back and looking through this, and I asked myself, because I made a claim when I won the championship that I was the best champion ever. There was maybe one other champion that I would dispute, and that was Jonathan's original one, or your second one, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
Jackson, and I say Jonathan's second one because he would have won every single week in the playoffs, no matter who he played.
Right.
Jackson, you came so close to actually accomplishing the same thing.
Nice.
Really?
Yes. So the first week you scored 177 points, which was actually second best on the week to 177.5.
And who was that?
That was old timer 55.
Oh, wow.
Fourth place.
You just never know.
You know, that's the highest finished my dad has had without a Peyton Manning offense. So,
well, he actually had the second best record on the year at 9-4.
That's right.
This is we only had one 10-win team this year in the regular season. It was Jackson. And so, but if you go to week two, Jackson had the highest score that round at 178.6. And then if you go to week three, he had 172. So he scored over 172 every single week in the playoffs, which is pretty impressive. So Jackson, I think you might have a claim there.
Top three, man.
One of the greatest ever. I mean, yeah. I mean, I didn't have to sell my season up the road either, too. So,
you're definitely
that's always good.
Group. That's for sure.
In this group. Yeah.
We will name names.
Hey, are you going to keep Stephon Diggs now? That's all I care about.
That's a question. That's the question, right? I don't think I can reveal that, right? Like, this is a WWE storyline where we drag it out for, like, you know, I don't know. Till the draft, pretty much. But
our rankings to talk about it and not decide.
What was that? Say it again.
It's great for our ratings, so don't just.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, I think the choice is between Diggs and Hopkins, right? And that's a tough choice. I mean, I think that's a choice anybody would have hard time with.
Well, you can keep two.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the other one is Dalvin, isn't it?
Oh, you don't have to keep him.
There's an embarrassment of riches on the team, right? So, yeah, it's a tough choice.
What'd you say, Jonathan?
You've wanted Dalvin Cook for like 3 years now.
I know.
Well, I know what I've got with Dalvin, so
yep.
It's going to be tough.
Got a champion. Well, Jackson, my friend, congratulations again. Thanks for coming on. And we hope to hear more Jackson this year. That's what we want.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm just gonna mute for the rest because I want to hear. I want to get the sneak peek, but I'll just pretend.
And there goes Jackson. So he was removed. From- A little too much from Jackson, if you ask me. No, it was good to hear from him. He was a good sport.
I'm glad I got to see him with the belt on his shoulder.
Yeah. Even though we couldn't understand one word he was saying, it was cool to see him.
Should we have let him just do that the whole time? That would have been miserable.
I couldn't have done it.
I really did. I was like, do y'all not hear this? Because I can't understand this dude at all.
I wanted Stewart to freak out thinking it was his side of things freezing up again.
Who would y'all keep? Would y'all keep DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs?
Man.
The Diggs was the number three receiver last year on the year. Hopkins was five.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually even that close.
I don't know why I still say Hopkins, but
I would say Hopkins too.
I don't know.
It was almost
no reason. There's no real stats that can back that up. Everything says Diggs based off of this past year.
Hopkins just for whatever reason just seems like a better receiver. I know that he wasn't this year, but he just seems like he is to me.
Yeah, and I don't know. It feels like that's Diggs' ceiling, and Hopkins, I don't know, he got enough touchdowns. But, again, I don't know all the stats right off the top of my head. It just felt like a weird down year for Hopkins, even though Hopkins got a ton of targets from Kyler.
Yeah, he had Hopkins had 160 targets, 115 catches for 1,407 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, see, I think he's more double-digit touchdown guy.
Diggs had 166 targets, so similar, actually more. 127 catches, so more catches. 1,535 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Interesting. I wonder how many big plays Diggs had to offset the points.
How many touchdowns did Adams have?
Devontae had like 21, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was 18 at least. It would.
So I wonder who the next closest receiver touchdown for touchdowns was.
Blew him out of the water.
Yeah, there probably wasn't anyone close to that, was there?
No, yeah, like Antonio Brown at his height, I think, got 16. It was like a touchdown a game was his average, and Devontae Adams blew that out of the water. It was insane. He would come in bunches. He'd have 3 touchdowns in a game, and it was like they can't keep doing that, and yep, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, old what's his face? David's guy. Jones. Mr. Jones. Aaron Jones. I think I have a song about that guy. We'll save it. We don't need to run through all the drops here tonight.
18 touchdowns.
18. See, you think that some of that would average out to where Aaron Jones gets more touchdowns too, even though he had a massive year. They just had a really good offense this year. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what did y'all think of the actual Super Bowl this year?
Ugh. It was the CBS crew keeps drawing terrible Super Bowls because Tony Romo has called that one and the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl from 3 or 4 years ago. It was rough. It showed the importance of having an offensive line. It's unbelievable how the Buccaneers just made the Chiefs look bad, which is insane, knowing that the Chiefs are a machine.
Yeah. Did y'all see what's his name's son got charged?
Andy Reid's son?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it didn't. The headline say ex-Chiefs assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a weird way to say it, but
what was it? Was a DWI or what was it?
Yeah, I thought he got didn't he hit somebody?
Yeah, he got in an accident.
Yeah,
it was a 5-year-old girl. She just got out of the hospital earlier this month.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think that originally came out that he was drinking though, was it?
Yeah, his blood BAC was 0.11 or something.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad, sad, sad. Well, let's move on to some happier topics. Let's move on to, let's talk through some top 3, bottom 3 moments from 2021 since we're on the topic of last year. I don't know if you guys, I sprung this on you last minute, so if you don't have anything off the top of your head, I jotted some notes down. And me personally, my best moment, we'll start with that. My best moment was when A.J. Brown caught a pass against the Ravens and carried like 2 or 3 of them into the end zone to send it into overtime, to which the Titans ended up winning. But it was like an in route or a dig. I really can't remember, but it was like 10 yards and he needed 17 to score. And he just like carried one guy on his back all the way to the end zone. That was pretty sweet. Worst moment was when I never had a chance to beat Preston because Alvin Kamara scored 7 touchdowns on Christmas. I think it was like he scored 50-something points. And I didn't watch a single second of the game. I just saw what he did on the stats, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And
he scored 4 touchdowns, and Hopkins scored on the air.
Yeah. It reminded me of, it reminded me of how good Alvin Kamara can be when things are going right. So, yeah, that was rough. That was rough. Do you guys have any fond memories of last year?
I mean, I don't have three.
No, just one. Just give me one.
I'll give you one of each. My one was getting to the championship, and on the way, I thought I was out of the playoffs. I think it was the week actually before the playoffs, so technically you could argue it was my playoffs, when I thought I was done, and Aaron Jones apparently I turned it off, and Aaron Jones had like an 80-yard touchdown or something like that, and basically got me into the playoffs. And then, you know, that was on the way to getting to the championship. And then the worst was obviously Diggs losing in that heartbreaking fashion where you thought you were going to win and you were up by so much.
What was your – how many points did he have to get?
Do what?
How many points did he have to get to beat you? It was some astronomical
like
number.
31, and he got like 45 or something. It was – yeah. It was something crazy. I don't remember the details, but yeah. It was one of those things where you're up so big that you're kind of worried.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was obviously the worst. But that's what makes it fun.
Right. In regards to like best moment, I'm trying to remember the season. It's kind of weird. When I don't win at all, I just kind of try to block it out. But I don't remember the exact scenario or situation in my game, but Derrick Henry had just a monster season, and the Titans went to overtime. Can't remember exactly against who, maybe the Ravens, but he scored like a 30-yard walk-off touchdown run that obviously they won, and whatever those points were helped me to win. And so that was definitely a high. Just having Derrick Henry all season was a high for me. I was trying to – I scored over 200 points this season, which I was that would be another high for me for sure.
All three of us did this year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So and that was my first time, so it felt really good. I was pretty confident it was going to happen again, and I might have even waterbed that, but it didn't. So. Honestly, though, thinking back, I don't remember what the number was, but I won a week and then got stat corrected to a tie with Joey. And
yes,
that was my worst week ever.
That had to be a high for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm sure it was for everybody but me.
Well, we revealed it. I can't remember what podcast it was. We reviewed it thoroughly, but the text messages, the flurry of text messages that went on behind the scenes was was what really made it the best for everybody. Looks like we lost David, so we'll
yeah, just... he just texted and said his power went out.
Did it really?
Yeah, he just texted.
Uh-oh.
Just you and me. Hoping
blackouts. Here we go, ERCOT. Bring it on back.
Yeah, I just looked outside and it's snowing again. So
your pillow was gone.
My pillow was gone.
Oh well.
Oh, it looks like he's reconnecting.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him back in here. I don't know if he's doing okay. Maybe his kids got into the old circuit breaker again.
Oh, he looks like he's on his phone. In the dark. Look, he's on the phone in the dark. Your mute button's on. We can't hear you. Tell us what's happening. Let's
see if I can unmute him. Oh, there he goes.
I don't know if it happened, but my...
You sound like Jackson, dude. You sound exactly... Because you're not on Wi-Fi. I think that's what's going on.
Well, he's not really supposed to sound like that.
I need to cut that for a drop. Oh my word.
Well,
well, I'm glad he's trying to join. We can move it along here.
Better mute that guy.
There he dropped.
He's gone. He gone.
Oh, hey. Well, since you and I, this is pretty fitting. Since you and I were the only two out of the three of us that actually signed up for Sleeper, let's briefly discuss Sleeper. What's going on there? We did miss you for the March Madness bracket, which we did do in the Sleeper app, and essentially, it's just an easy way to kind of play around in the app and see what it looks like. But nonetheless, you signed up for the actual league, and there's some cool things that we wanted to highlight that we've already learned. And so I know David's talked about this in greater depth, but some of the enhancements that have been made by Sleeper would be we would be able to easily view and trade picks. I think if you go in the app, you can look at picks up to like 2 or 3 years in advance as well. So you'd be able to trade future picks, and you're not constantly having to look at a spreadsheet, and then David would get to take that off of his plate and not have to manage that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. Additionally, I know that they have some different stats that they can track. One that caught my attention was they have the ability to track tackle for loss. So we can value those hits behind the line of scrimmage a little bit more. And so guys who are making, I mean, it's like it's the equivalent in my mind of making a big catch or long run type touchdown thing. And so you can value those guys who are more impact players. So someone like Aaron Donald comes to mind where he may only get 3 or 4 tackles a game, but they're all behind the line of scrimmage. And so those are just more valuable tackles than someone who's tackling someone down the field, right? So pretty cool. And then one other thing to highlight is the message board is pretty user-friendly in multiple ways. So it's already built in there. We can post our podcast, our latest podcast there, and pin it so you don't have to go searching for it. Okay. So I think in essence, if we can get everyone to sign up for it and get going, we could essentially do away with GroupMe and the ESPN app, and then we can import our draft into this league and just use the Sleeper app. So I don't know. I encourage you as you listen to this to get in there, download the app, play around in there, make some suggestions, maybe bring those suggestions to the summit, and let us know what you think would enhance the league. Do you have any initial thoughts on this, Stuart?
I mean, I'm excited about it. It's a little, I'm not even going to say it's confusing, because it's not, but it's just different. Right. And so anytime there's a change, it's like, okay, I got to try and figure out, this is my normal pattern for like checking the waiver wire, or this is my normal pattern for doing these certain things that we're all used to. Right. So I think it's just going to take some getting used to, but it seems to, the benefits seem to outweigh the learning curve, if that makes sense. So to me, it's one of those things that I'm excited about trying, and
it's going to be interesting, right? Because you could still go to ESPN for all your content if you want to go there and look at things.
Yeah.
But they, you know, if you click on the jersey in the top right, it'll pull kind of players that are trending for whatever reason. I don't know. It's just, like you said, you got to play around with it. You can also do the web-based version, which you can access on your laptop, I want to say. But you could essentially do anything you need to through the app. And Joey and I are still doing some digging around on what we can and can't do on there. So we'll keep playing around, and hopefully we'll have all the kinks worked out before Summit, and then we can make sure everyone's up to speed on it. But pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
All right, moving on to Summit. And by the way, just a quick update on who actually has signed up. It looks like we've got David has joined the club, and the boys 2021. It's got to be Preston.
That's what I was thinking.
It's got to be Preston. So I'll text him later and be like, dude, did you actually sign up? I'm pretty sure he did. So we still got almost half the league, a little more than half the league still needs to register. I'm assuming the senior citizens in our league will may need a little assistance. but those of you who are not in the AARP club, maybe you should be already signed up. Anyway, moving on.
Daniel's on there. Daniel's on there.
Daniel's on there. You and I, David, and what we assume to be Preston, unless there's another major Cowboys fan, which, you know, could be Mike.
Anybody
else. So a couple of potential dates. Just throwing these out there. Again, if you're listening to this, check your schedules. And if this works, great. If not, let's maybe start communicating in GroupMe or any way you can back to us to say what dates you can make. So Summit, again, this is where, for those of you who have yet to attend one, this is where we join together as a league and discuss potential rule changes for the upcoming season, reveal draft order and the keepers, and then trade season begins. So it's kind of a big date milestone for us in the league. Really kind of signifies the start of our league for that league year. And then, so a couple of dates, July 2nd or July 3rd. I know we typically do it around the 4th of July weekend. I'm open to doing it earlier or later, but that tends to be a weekend where people have some availability, whether it's that Friday or whatever. I think the 4th is on a Sunday this year.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So that may work out where folks are looking to celebrate on the 4th of July, or if they're going to celebrate the 3rd, that's fine. We could probably do the 2nd, and that will probably be a holiday for most people. So,
yeah, it is.
Okay.
I'm actually out of town then, but I could probably join in via Zoom if need be.
Yeah, so. We can do it over Zoom as well. Prefer to do it in person for those who can make it. So, I'll talk with David. One of us will host the majority. I think we did it that way one year at my house, where those who could make it in person came to my house, and then we projected on the big screen for the Zoom call. So cool. We'll do that. It's super important that people attend and just chime in. It always is helpful to hear everyone's thoughts on it. And then the
rather than in the middle of the season when not making changes.
Yeah, week 4 is not the best time to start complaining about the way things are set up. I don't want to hear it at that point.
And I think especially with a new platform like this, even just to kind of come and get your questions answered about it and maybe even a little tutorial or something.
Yeah, that's the appropriate setting to do it. Get in there, mess around, ask questions, make sure things are clear on your end before launching in the season. All right. The big one. This is the one we've been planning for over a year now. The Vegas draft.
That we've been planning. Yeah.
We've been planning it for a while now.
We've been talking about it.
Planning. As long as we mention it, that counts as planning.
Yeah, right. Like,
since the first draft we ever had, we mentioned we should do a Vegas draft. So this has been several years in the making.
Yeah. I think almost 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 years in the making.
Well, yeah, 2013 was the first season that I won.
So okay.
2013. We don't count 2012.
Again, that didn't exist.
That's season 0. That was just a trial and error, mostly error. But Vegas draft. Okay, so we need to figure out details on where to host the draft, which is a big part of this. We can do some research on that, but I think more importantly, we need to figure out dates. So few weekends to consider would be the 21st of August, the 28th of August, and September 4th, which would be Labor Day weekend. Now, I know you brought up a good point in our call earlier, Stuart, about cost, and just my gut tells me that Labor Day weekend is going to be more expensive than the other two. So if cost is a major concern and you guys get on there and start looking at flights and hotels and you see one that kind of makes more sense to you financially, then pick one of those weekends and submit it. And we'll get everyone together and we'll just kind of run it through a vote or run it through what most people can do. And I really hope we can do this. I think it'll be super fun to go out to Vegas and set up a draft. I mean, we'll have to bring our laptops because of the way that we draft. So we'll still need some kind of virtual space.
Do we have that big draft board we could bring?
Yeah, I think that fits just nicely as a carry-on.
Yeah, we could. I bet.
You think we?
The Cupids. We could put some hinges on that and fold it up into like a, you know, a 2x2 square.
300 hinges till it folds up into a square and fits in your pocket. Yeah, I think I could get away with that being an emotional support animal.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely on board with it. So if I find any like non-refundable flights, I'll be sure and just
book it and don't ask. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. And then I'll say this is when we're doing it. So
again, those dates were August 21st, August 28th. Or September 4th, and those are the Saturdays. So we would probably more than likely fly in Friday, hang out Saturday, draft Saturday night, and then fly out Sunday. Or if you wanted to fly out late Saturday night, whatever you want to do, we can figure that stuff out. But those are the weekends we would draft because they correspond with the preseason and leading up to week one. Cool, cool, cool. All right, well... Last, just wanted to wrap up here with some draft talk. The real NFL draft is a couple weekends away.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm not a big college football guy. I'm sure you watch more than I do. Of course, there aren't a whole lot of Aggies in this top end of this board, so I don't know how much you have to offer here. But just wanted to get your thoughts, maybe the Cowboys, or what do you think of the first round? This year, I've heard the first 10 picks, the first 9 could all be offensive players, which would be a record, or it'd be the most offensive players picked in like 30 years or something crazy like that. Trevor Lawrence is probably locked in at number 1. Zach Wilson, quarterback at BYU, sounds like he's going to the Jets. And then it gets a little weird. The 49ers traded up to the 3rd spot. They're thinking about taking a quarterback, but
who would that be? Like Mac Jones?
That's the rumor. The rumor is that Shanahan really loves Mac Jones, but we don't know if that's smoke and he really wants to take Justin Fields, who's a more dynamic player.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mac Jones was a more polished, finished guy, and he produced at Alabama, but it's interesting. The first 3 could be quarterbacks.
Yeah, which I wonder when the last time that happened.
Right.
Maybe never.
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, our draft guru is without power right now. So.
Well, he just texted something. What did he text?
I think CPS sent him a notice that,
oh yeah,
hey, by the way, you don't have power, which is like the most obvious thing ever. Oh, gosh. Wow. Need to get our power situation together here in Texas.
That's not his address, though, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
You want to give it out live over the airwaves?
Yeah.
And his social security number is?
Mother's maiden name is?
A couple other notable positions. We got some running backs and receivers that should be going early. Najee Harris, the running back from Alabama, and Travis Etienne from Clemson. And then Javonte Williams from North Carolina. So those are some probably first to second round and fantasy football draft picks, depending on where they land. And then you got receivers like Devontae Smith, Jamar Chase. So some interesting offensive players. And then finally, the one I think is going to be an interesting wild card, which I know you're the most excited about because you're a tight end guy, Kyle Pitts from Florida.
Yes.
He's supposed to be a top 10 pick. What do you think of him?
Yeah. I mean, I
know you specialize in this area, so
I think he will be the top tight end next season.
Ooh, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Move over Travis Kelce and George Kittle.
Gosh. He's going to be good. I bet he'll be the at least the third
tight end taken off of our board.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he'll go over someone like Mark Andrews? And
definitely.
Especially, I do like his, based off his measurables and what I've seen from combine stuff or whatever, like his pro days, that it's like, God, he is a physical freak. So
yeah.
It's they didn't know whether to list him as wide receiver or tight end.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, he's probably the most wide receiver esque tight end that's, I mean,
yeah, that's come out in a long time.
Come out, yeah.
Okay, so if you're the Cowboys sitting at 10, what do you do? Do you take defense? Do you go corner? Do you trade back? Do you trade up? I've heard all these things thrown around.
I mean, the not exciting pick in my mind would be either offensive line or defensive line.
So I've heard
with Dak's big contract, which we haven't talked about, but I might go offensive line. That offensive line needs some help.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I can't remember the guy's first name, but Sewell is apparently a really good tackle. I think if he's there, he's worth discussing. But then it turns into, like, because I agree with the logic, and the defense was so bad for the Cowboys that do you pass on a guy like Patrick Surtain, who's supposed to be a ready-to-go starter corner in this league?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I agree with you. I think if you have an offensive lineman, you take him. I've heard the defensive line is pretty trash this draft. Like, it's not a great defensive edge rusher.
Yeah.
Class. So it I agree. I think it's one of those dynamic offensive linemen, and you double down on the offense, protecting Dak, which you just put 100 and whatever million dollars into his 160 million. What did you think of that contract, by the way?
I mean, it's all just silly money to me, but
you wish they had signed him earlier and locked him up at 35? That was the number?
Yeah. I mean,
that's the obvious answer now, because it's hindsight's 2020. I was saying that last year, and I wasn't saying it, and I think it was two different conversations going on. I was saying you do it because that's what the market's going to dictate. I didn't necessarily think that he should be paid as the top five quarterback. And that's in 3 years, he won't be a top five paid quarterback. There are going to be other guys going there that are going to break the bank. So, yeah. So it's just about the market. And look, I think the Cowboys offense is going to be, if they all stay healthy, they're going to be explosive. So.
Yeah.
I want a piece of that offense, if you're asking me.
I forgot, are there limitations for rookies or like rookie contracts and stuff? Like,
yes.
My point is, like, with like Trevor Lawrence, there's a limit to how much he can make.
Yeah. And I don't remember the exact cap on all that and how that works, but what's his, Sam from Oklahoma. What's the dude's name?
Sam
Bradford. He was the last guy that got the major deal as a first round pick as a quarterback. And then the following year, whatever that year that was, they had these caps on it so that you couldn't have a holdout as a rookie. You haven't even stepped foot on a professional field yet, and you're asking for like major deals. So yeah, that's been fixed. But the cap did go down slightly this next year, I want to say. So that's why you saw a lot of veterans getting cut this offseason.
Okay, yeah.
And then the weird move is the Patriots spent like 50-something million dollars this offseason in free agency while everyone else was cutting players. I don't know how they did that.
They were buying them up.
They're always doing something different. It's just a little nuts.
Yeah. I read scouts see day two draft upside for A&M's quarterback Mond.
Yeah, I heard that. What do you think?
No, stay away from that dude. Are you kidding me?
Not impressed?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought he.
I've never liked him. I've never thought he was a good quarterback.
How long was he a quarterback for y'all?
4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he? was he really good his freshman year or his first year?
I don't feel like he was really good ever. But okay.
I guess maybe the expectation grew to where they thought he was going to be the next big thing after his freshman year because of what he did. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at his biggest year was his sophomore year. He had over 3,000 yards passing, and or maybe that, no, that's just passing.
And then y'all had a really good defense in there somewhere, and that was probably his best year as a starter as far as win-loss.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's probably what maybe the expectation was really high. I don't know. Mike knows more than I do. He knows all about this. He could run the roster up and down.
Yeah.
Tell you exactly what was wrong. But
we definitely, I mean, our best season with him was this last year.
Really?
Yeah. Just from
that makes sense.
From y'all were, a loss perspective.
Y'all were a vote away from going into the playoffs. So,
yeah. Our only loss was to Alabama. So,
the champs.
The champs. Gosh.
There you go. You guys got second place.
They're so good. They're always so good.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad Dak got his money. I think the Cowboys will be better next year, and Drew Brees is done. So did they name Winston the starter? You know,
they did not name the starter, but they're going to have a quarterback competition between him and Taysom Hill. And okay, rumor has it that Sean Payton actually wants Taysom Hill to be the starter. I don't know. I think it's been hard because they were not. Yeah. I think it's been hard because they always knew in the back of their mind, as long as Drew Brees is there, he's our starter. And I think he's always wanted to have this like gadget quarterback in Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
But he also didn't want to not play Taysom Hill. So he's like, well, I'll just use him all over the field. And now it looks like, well, now you can't use him at quarterback because he's too good in other places. So I don't know. I think Sean Payton's a smart coach. He'll figure it out and do what he wants.
Going back to highs and lows, that was one of my highs from last
season.
Here we go.
When
I started Taysom Hill
when you rigged
in my tight end spot as a quarterback.
You gamed the system, and then guess what? ESPN said they had to send out a letter saying, we are switching Taysom Hill to quarterback only.
I know, and I dropped him. And I think Daniel picked him up and actually started him, if memory serves me right.
I don't think he had a very good quarterback situation going on.
No, yeah, obviously. He's wanting to start a tight end.
Oh, not even a regular starting tight end, like a spot starting one that played special teams.
Yeah. Anyway, it was definitely another high.
Well, you know, Stuart, I'm glad we were able to get on tonight. This has been fun. This has been great.
Good to talk football.
Good to talk a little football. We'll touch base again after the draft, the NFL draft, maybe do some grades and maybe some rankings, and maybe we'll get some actual feedback from the league on Summit and Vegas draft dates, and we can update everybody. So
yeah, until and then, goal by next after our next podcast, we should try and get everybody signed up for Sleeper.
Yes. Yes. We will not do another one of these podcasts until everyone is signed up.
Sounds good.
It's an idle threat. Well, Stuart, it's been a pleasure.
David's probably eating some Cheerios by candlelight as he drifts off to sleep.